Hello, Cancer friends. It's Kathy Hannes here. How are you doing? Want to say welcome to everyone who's listening. I sure appreciate you tuning in here today. Here on Hello, Cancer friends, we are all coming together. If you've been touched by cancer or looking for a little inspiration, you've come to the right place. Now, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, I'm just Kathy with cancer, here to open my arms to you, giving you lots of air hugs. I really want to do whatever I can to help you through what you're going through. Whether you're fighting or someone you love is fighting, a survivor, having troubles. God knows there's enough troubles when you are talking about cancer, so I think about you guys a lot. So opening my arms to you and hoping that you'll get something out of this, that it'll help you through a hard time, listening to others going through similar situations. So I'm inviting you to listen and to share your story. And you can go to my website, hellocancerfriends.com. All the new links, they're up and running, and the share link is working. Got another story to share with you later today in this podcast episode. I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. Right now, I'm coming in hot with some exciting personal news. Are you ready? Okay, so a couple things I want to share. My Lily of the Valley, I thought it was doomsday. I didn't think they were coming up. This is going to sound really strange to some of you, but last year, around this time of year, I pretty much thought things were over for me. And my beautiful sister Melanie gave me some Lily of the Valley to plant. I had always wanted to do it, and I thought, well, no better time than right now. And so Willow and I planted some from her garden under my crabapple tree in the front of my house, and it was bittersweet. You know, I looked down as we were planting, I'm planting with my young daughter and thinking, well, these better come up next year for her. We took pictures, the whole ball of wax. Well, so here I am. I'm still here. I didn't think I was going to be, but I am. And so that's pretty awesome. And of course, I'm expecting even more. I'm expecting those flowers to come up. Where are they? I'm sorry. I won't keep you in suspense any longer. Just when my awesome neighbor, Lisa, came over, she even dug the hole for me. I mean, I've got like a little tiny scooper. She knows what she's doing. I have no idea how to plant stuff. She comes over with a big old shovel, digs a big hole. We plop in some of her plants. And I look down. And there they are. There they are. My little plants from last year. They made it. Just like me. They made it. And that was a really big deal for me. That was awesome. I've got more exciting news for you. It's about a pair of socks. I know. Who cares? Socks. I like socks that you put on your feet. I'm not, you know, I don't want anybody to misinterpret what I'm saying. So a pair of socks. And they're given to me by a dear friend. And they're bright pink. They're very colorful. They have a kitty on it. And they say F cancer on them. Okay, it doesn't say F, but it says something that rhymes with duck, but with an F on the beginning. That's what they say. And they're just, you know what? They're my chemo socks. I'd wear those to chemo, and guess what? Those socks have a hole in them. There's a hole in the toe. Normally, I'd be very irritated because your toe pops through and then it kind of cuts off the circulation, and the hole's never big enough. It starts small and it kind of cuts off the blood to your toe. Then you get upset. You want to throw them away. I mean, yeah, I love the socks. I don't want them to be ruined. But I outlasted those socks. I'm still here. I'm excited. Another awesome personal news story. And lastly, my husband and I are working on our deck. It's been looking so ugly for years. We've wanted to replace it, but now just isn't the time to shell out that kind of money. So with the love and support of our amazing neighbors next door, Lisa and Walter, and their friend, Tom, and his wife, Shelley, well, they just all dug in and spruced it right up, and Tom's been spray washing and sanding, and well, even I chipped in with the staining over the last few days. So now we're going to have a really cool place to hang out, in addition to the driveway, which we hung out at all last summer. I just want to thank everybody that helped us with that deck, and to Tom, my hubs. He worked hard, so I really appreciate it. And for Willow for being neglected for a couple days while I helped stain. I know, exciting personal news, right? This is leading me to something. You know that, right? It's those little things in life. It's little things. Everything little is now huge. Everything huge in life before my diagnosis is now little. I figured that out pretty quickly once I started feeling better. It kind of got me thinking, like, just thinking about all the things that really don't mean much anymore. And all the things that I didn't focus on that now I can and I do. Just like stares me in the face is important. With that said, I want to introduce you to a new segment of Hello Cancer Friends. This segment is going to be a top 10 list. You heard that. Top 10. And I'm going to start out today with the top 10 things I've changed my mind about since being diagnosed with cancer. Booyah! Are you ready? Okay. So number 10, cleaning the house. Do I like a clean house? Of course I do. Do I like doing it? Yeah, once in a while. But guess what? It doesn't have to be done every single day. I don't have to pick up every single crumb or dust every single thing. If I got a choice between hugs and giggles with my girl and my man, that's what I'm going to pick. Number 10, clean the house. Just whatever. Maybe, maybe not. Number 9, eyeliner. Now, this could be cancer, it could be COVID. Who needs it? I don't think I'll ever buy eyeliner ever again. Number 8, work stress. Who needs it? Let's tone it down. Everything works out, it always does. Number 7, are you a perfectionist? I don't know if I'm a perfectionist, but I get too wound up in little things like, are my socks matching? Is the car washed before I drive it around? Well, you have to have a birthday card with a birthday gift. And you have to have a bow that matches. Ask my family. Ask just about anybody that knows me. If I give you the gift, the wrapping is probably going to be better than the gift. Well, guess what? I'm so sorry to disappoint, but guess what? It's just, I'm not there anymore. It's okay. I still love it. I still enjoy it, but it's not as important. Number 6. This is a hard one for me and a lot of people, I think. And it's rejection. I'd get rejected a lot for my job, you know. somebody chooses a different realtor, or, you know, it happens. A friend is out of touch, or somebody doesn't like you, or there's not enough downloads on your podcast. Just kidding. I'm really thrilled with how many downloads there are. Rejection. You know, I used to get hurt. I'd be like, why wouldn't they pick me? I know I'd do the best job for them. But now I'm like, they have their reason. And that's okay. That's the way it should be. So rejection, I think it might sting a little. Not nearly as much as it used to. It's okay. Number 5 is nature. And under that category are the different seasons of the year. I have a fascination with trees and leaves and the process they go through throughout the year. Every time the leaves change, that's another cycle that I'm still here. And I just look at it and it means everything to me. I noticed just yesterday, I'm staying in the deck, and the wind is blowing, but it sounds so loud. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's because the leaves are growing. The leaves are in. And I'm noticing these simple, beautiful things. Number 5, gosh, I don't know, maybe I should move that up. I don't know. That's a big deal. Number four is, you know, drama and bad news. Bad news could like just take me down. Now it's like, what could be worse than what I've already heard? I just have a different spin on bad news now. Drama, family drama, friend drama. This happened or that happened or something was said and people are hurt. I mean, it's not cool, but there's always a solution. I mean, I create my own drama sometimes. That's no secret. I'm more laid back. I'm really laid back. Except for when we're like shopping at Target. So it was a big day for us today as a family. We went into Target today for the first time in over a year. Tom took Willow to the toy department while I quickly went around and gathered the other things we needed. And I just happened to go by the toy section and gel! Don't forget to gel! 6 feet! 6 feet! You know, I'm chirping out orders, so I got a long ways to go, but inside I feel more relaxed. Just to get in the door of Target, that was a big deal for me. Number 3, spiders and bees. Those hornets, those dangly-legged, stinging, disgusting, scary things. You know, honestly, if I saw one anywhere near Willow, I'd just, no problem. I'd take it with my bare hands. I'd take a sting. The fear is gone. It's kind of like the Gilda's Club rappelling event I have coming up in August. I'm going to be rappelling 14 stories off a building. I had a dream the other night that it wasn't rappelling. It was like bungee jumping. And I was bungee jumping off the bridge in Fort Atkinson where I grew up into the Rock River. Oh, that bridge isn't that tall. It's a bad, bad dream. But I'm like, I have to do it. I'm doing it. I signed up to do this. I collected this money. I'm doing it. I raised this money. I'm doing it. So it's going to make rappelling even easier. We're getting close to number 1 here. Number two is quiet family time. It's not like I never liked quiet family time. I always have enjoyed it. But if you know me for a number of years, you know I'm wild. I love to go out. I love to play poker. I love, you know, going out with friends. And now, every time I hear my daughter say, go fish, it just warms my heart. I cherish every GoFish. The things we're learning about each other, the time that we've been able to spend with each other, it means everything. I'm lucky. I'm so lucky. Oh my God. And so my thoughts about just being at home with family, maybe that's why COVID's been hard staying at home, but at the same time, it's been really great. It's been really nice. We are at number one. I don't have a drum roll. The number one thing I've changed my mind about since being diagnosed with cancer is smiles. Smiles used to be just a thing you do with your face. Now it's like, gotta have them, gotta give them back and forth. Smile, smile, smile. You gotta fake it even sometimes. But the goal is to smile. Wake up with a smile, go to bed with a smile, and you can't go wrong. I took those for granted before cancer and what a smile truly can mean. Like a smile that you really mean, like you feel it. You feel that smile. You're smiling for a reason. And I make sure to tell Willow that. Like, look at me, Willow. What, Mom? Look at the smile. Do you know why I'm smiling? Why? Because of you, because I'm happy. Because we're here together. Smiles. Gotta give them, gotta get them. Woo! So that's the very first top 10 list. And I want to know what your top 10 list is. Top 10 things that you've changed your mind about since being affected by cancer, whether it's your own cancer or your family's or your friends. Have you changed? Have you changed your mind about things? Let me know. I love this top 10 idea, and I'm going to open it up for the next top 10 list. I'm going to tell you what it's going to be before it comes out, because I want to hear from you, and I want to share not just my top 10 list, but I want to hear what yours is and share yours at the same time. So let me think here. What do we want to do next time? Oh, this one's good. Let's do this next time. I want to hear your top 10 songs that you love to hear. Is there a song that really pumps you up before you're going to pick up your loved one to take them to an appointment? Or a song that maybe you just put on the earbuds and crank it loud while you're getting your chemo? Maybe you don't feel good or you can't sleep and you just have something relaxing. I've got a list. I've got a whole bunch of new songs that just really help me to get through the good times and the bad times. I even have a song that I just, when I feel like I gotta cry and I can't quite get there, I just play the song and it works like a charm. Then I feel all better. So, top 10. Top 10 things you've changed your mind about since being affected by cancer, and or your top 10 list of favorite songs to help get you through. I think it's going to be fun, but it's a participation situation. I need to hear from you. HelloCancerFriends.com. Please let me know what you think. I want to hear from you. You can share your story. Now you can share your top 10 ideas. And you know what? If you only have 5, that's cool too. You gotta understand, I'm super flexible. There are no rules. Well, there's a couple rules. But if it's, not out of line, just do what you want. Let me know. So now it's time for a story. As I mentioned earlier, I did get a story sent to me, and I'd love to read it to you right now. This story is from Jenny. And Jenny writes, my first experience with cancer was my mom's oldest sister diagnosed with ovarian cancer when I was in elementary school. She fought 2 years, but looking back, we were so naive to the disease, and I was so young. I really didn't understand it. Fast forward to 2019, and my mom, after being sick for about a year, was diagnosed with gallbladder cancer metastasized to the colon. I'm now in my 40s, and the impact is unbelievable. Completely sick to my stomach, my sister, dad, and myself became a tribe like no other, while we have helped my mom fight this disease. She has now gone through chemo twice, and on her third time, as it continues to come back each time. Then, this last year, her younger sister was diagnosed now with uterine cancer. To add to this, my husband's stepdad has also been diagnosed. And in the pandemic, it's been a perfect storm for one of the most trying years. I think we have gone through every emotion one can, but in the end, we continue to fight the disease. I refuse to let it steal all of the good and instead have focused on the good, the moments we do have and the time we get from continuing the fight. It's tough. I have found your podcast and am listening for support also. When I hear of others that have to get a diagnosis, I am so heartbroken for them as I know the journey they are about to embark on. It's a tough one for sure. The one thing I'm learning is day by day, there is always hope. Jenny, I just want to say bravo to you. You're so strong. And yes, there is always hope. And I love, love, love that you continue to find the good. I'm like you. I get so heartbroken too. That's the primary reason why I started this podcast. I just, you know, you go through it and it's hard. And I'm so proud of you and your sister and your dad sticking by your mom. There's no doubt in my mind that that means everything to her. You and your tribe are heroes. So is your mom. You all are. I think that's just awesome. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your story. I wish you guys all the very best. Only the best. Keep fighting. Get your mom some of those socks with the duck cancer socks. That'll booster morale right up. Seriously though, I'll be thinking about you guys. Fight the good fight. Go, go, go. You got it. Well, holy cow, that's another episode of Hello Cancer Friends. I gave a nice long pause after reading Jenny's story. So familiar. I remember that sick to my stomach feeling after my dad was diagnosed. I think it prepared me for my own adventure, though. I really do. I still kind of feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience, too. It just doesn't seem real that I have what I have. But I do. And we're moving forward, and we're thinking positive thoughts, and we're fighting the good fight, and we're hoping all the best for everybody who's dealing with this crap. I've got an appointment on Wednesday. 3 weeks again. They just keep ticking by. It's been 3 weeks. Time for me to go in, get my juice. So I'll be visiting all my friends, Rachel at the lab and my oncologist, all the wonderful healthcare professionals. My big day out. And I don't care if my car's clean or dirty. And I'm not wearing eyeliner. So how about that? It's the little things in life. I will be smiling, even if people can't see it. I think you can tell when you look at eyes, smiling eyes, all the masks out there. So Just because people can't see it, I think they can feel it. So keep smiling. Have a great week. I wish you all the best and can't wait to talk to you next week. Take good care. Bye-bye.